Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, this is just what they don't need in South Louisiana. More severe weather, but they're getting it. Another round of heavy rain and flooding with the latest tropical storm. Joining us right now with an update on this from ABC News, Jim Ryan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, the storm came in last night, about midnight our time. It was supposed to be initially a tropical storm. Everyone expected that it would stay at around 70 miles per hour. Well, it didn't. Before landfall, Nicholas jumped up into the hurricane status, a Category 1 hurricane, then made landfall south of Galveston Island, and then moved inland. It's working back down to a tropical storm, but it's moving across Houston. It's knocking out power. It's causing some low-lying flooding in the Houston area. I have a map here that shows the power outages, and you can just trace the movement of the storm where it came ashore, the most power outages, and then it's gradually knocking out electricity as it moves to the north and the east up toward Louisiana. Right now, about 500,000 homes and businesses in Texas are without power right now, Paul.
Unbelievable. And, of course, they're not strangers to this. They've had this kind of weather before. But more recently, Louisiana with Hurricane Ida, they are still reeling from that, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Parts of the state are cleaning up after Ida a couple of weeks ago. In fact, a lot of the power is still out around that area from that big storm. But in places like Lake Charles, they're still dealing with the effects of Hurricane Laura and Hurricane Delta from last year. So not just the effects of Ida, but also these storms from much longer ago. They're still trying to patch up the mess that was left by those storms. And now here comes Nicholas to drop a lot of rain and bring the potential for flooding again. Luckily, the winds will have died down substantially before the storm reaches Louisiana, but rainfall will be the problem, not necessarily the wind, Paul.
By the way, speaking of Ida, the death toll continues to climb from that storm, doesn't it?
It does. Unfortunately, there were two more fatalities attributed to the storm. These two were older people who were at home. They had no power. They died in what the coroner calls excessive heat during an extended power outages. And in fact, at least eight or nine fatalities since the storm, since Ida, are blamed on that very thing. You've also got carbon and monoxide poisonings. There have been something like seven or eight of those. So, yeah, the death toll from Ida continues to mount, and a lot of it relates to a lack of electricity.
And we're not even at the end of hurricane season, are we?
No. Traditionally, the calendar says that by November 1st, hurricane season is over. But clearly, we've had storms that have come in later than that. There have been storms that struck on New Year's Day. So, yeah, don't take too much stock in these things in a calendar that says that the hurricane season lasts from the end of June to the 1st of November, because if you go, several weeks, several months in either direction.
Yeah. Jim, you still there?
I'm here, Paul. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, just lost you there for a quick second. By the way, how long is this storm supposed to last? When are they going to see some relief down there from Nicholas?
Well, it'll have the greatest effect on Thursday in Louisiana before it finally it moves out of Louisiana. It's also going to have an effect in Mississippi just to the east of there. So through the end of the week, Nicholas will be having some impact on every place that it touches, either a flooding impact or even some gusty wind impact. And of course, another danger that always associates with these hurricanes is tornadoes. So, you know, it's likely that tornado watches, maybe warnings will be going up as this storm moves along and drags out the potential for twisters.
Boy, it's going to be a rough week down there for sure. Well, we appreciate your reporting, Jim. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.